Peace, beloveds, and welcome to Opinionated and Enlightened with your girl, Moon Goddess B. Here, I offer prophetic energetic guidance for the collective through whatever means the divine sees fit. So settle in, and if you found this recording, welcome home. Okay, so the message that I got was don't overcorrect. And this is a sentence that has been coming up in most of the conversations that I have with like clients or even some conversations that I've had with some friends. The message from spirit has been don't overcorrect. So as always, there's going to be something here for everyone because I've talked about how we want to talk about the reprogramming that's required after you've done your shadow work. And if you want information on that, please feel free to stay. But this specific message is going to resonate most for somebody who's very frustrated that shadow work is just leading to more work. Like you knew that healing was a journey, but you were like, geez, I thought I was through that part of it. So again, it's going to resonate with you if you feel better, but you just kind of feel like your shadow work wasn't as effective as you expected it to be. And you're wondering if it had to be done that way. You're like, why did I have to learn that way? Why couldn't this be easier? Because although you feel different and you feel a little bit better, somebody just said it ain't that deep. So that must be something that you said at some point in time. It ain't that deep. That's what I heard. And it does feel like that sometimes. But I'm going to help you. You probably feel like just that there was another way, and you're a little bit pissed off at your guides or the divine or your spirit team for making this so difficult because you feel like it really didn't have to be. The one thing that I want to just to start before I even get into the message is to just kind of explain that there's a reason that we learn lessons better through tough times. Most of us in our upbringing grew up, I won't say most of us, a lot of us in our upbringing grew up with a very specific way that we're supposed to behave. Oftentimes, that correction that we received came in the form of punishment to some degree. So we were taught very early on that in order to learn our lessons, we needed a little bit of pain because that's how you learned. You receive the pain, you get the lessons, you know not to do it again. So this, in essence, created an energetic cycle for all of us to where we've all basically been trained that way. We govern our lives in that way. And it shows up in so many different facets. But we have trained the universe to see it. I mean, it's even in like one of our core religious groups that, oh, in order to have pleasure, you got to have a little bit of pain and like that, like it's everywhere. Okay. So this is something that's been indoctrinated with you and that has been operating under in your subconscious for a very long time. So it took your shadow work so that you can remove that conditioning and now you can move into that next degree of work, which is where the reprogramming comes in. So now it's time to take all of those things and since people realize the grave error that we have made as a collective, everyone is kind of scrambling in fear and it's causing an overcorrection. It's like they thought reprogramming was some sort of, like it was an autocorrect. Like once you had the information, it will automatically snap into place. And then, ooh, now I'm reprogrammed. So this is even going back to the last episode and asking, what do you believe? You don't just snap to a new correction. Mm-mm. You're going to gradually have to work your way into internal harmony, into balance, into alignment. That is something that it's going to be a process that you're going to have to actively seek and work toward. And again, you're like, okay, I've already done the work. That's the good part. The good part is that this reprogramming is now a lot easier for you. It's almost like, let's say you want to learn how to code. Right? And you can take a course to where you're getting information directly from coders or people who, you know how to do coding or are trained in teaching people in how to code. And you can take that course and you can learn it, boom, one fell swoop. Or you can be Googling how to do each individual thing as you're trying to build out whatever it is that you're trying to use the code to create. Hey, listen, quick pause for the cause. I had to pause the message and go back and listen to it myself because I don't know who needed to understand it in that way. I don't know nothing about coding. I don't know who needed that example to be able to understand what I'm saying, but I had to go and Google just to see if what I was saying made any kind of sense because I didn't know what I was talking about. Okay, so I'm about to make this simple. I'm going to explain it in a way that I understand it. Whoever that message is for, I promise you, if you listen to this, please reach out to me. You don't have to give me any details of your business. You don't have to do any of that. Just reach out to me and just be like, I'm the one who needed the coding reference. Please, because that was off the chain. Okay, so let me explain this in a way for other people to be able to understand it. I hope I probably lost all kinds of people in that. Like, because if I was me, I would click off. Like, girl, I don't know what you're talking about at this point. So if you're still here, I love you. Okay, let me clarify this. Hold on, give me a second. The point is, with all of this learning, with all of this reprogramming, your reprogramming is going to be a little bit easier because you have some experience of it. So it's not like you're starting from scratch in a classroom to figure out how to learn something. What you're doing is taking your knowledge that you already have and you're using it as a foundation to be able to bring in the other answers and the other truths that you need to build out what your reprogramming entails. So I really, it's like, that's why I named this message this. I hadn't called it reprogramming before, but when I got the message from Spirit that I needed to do these, and I'm like, reprogramming after shadow work, like, what does that mean? So I didn't fully know what was going to come out. So apparently there's somebody who works in coding that really needed this message. And if you work in coding, you're probably pretty logical. So you might even be just now starting to believe in this kind of stuff. So you wanted a little bit of clarification on that. So let me move back into the collective message. I hope y'all stuck out with me through that. Ooh, okay, I had to regroup and figure out where we were going with this. So back to the overcorrecting. So I think that the best way to kind of help yourself with the overcorrecting, let me start with what I mean by overcorrecting. What's happening is that somebody is realizing, people are realizing, a lot of the collective is realizing that whatever they were taught, they no longer believe in. They've done some research and they're like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. I don't believe that anymore. So they automatically jump to the opposite of whatever that belief is. But what we have to remember is that everything contains a modicum of truth. Like my grandmother used to say, even a broken clock is right twice a day. What this means is you never know where you can find information that's going to be pertinent to you. And you don't have to agree with everything that a person says to be able to identify with the statement that they make. The best way that I see this manifest is usually on social media, and I'll put up like a quote of what somebody said. And instead of referencing the quote, they'll be like, oh, that person was a bad person because they this, or I don't pay attention to what they say because they did this before. And one thing that I always think about is, number one, would you like for somebody to base the accuracy of your knowledge or just your general ability to be able to say profound things based on the worst thing that you've ever done in your life? Like, how do we attach, just like we want a detached artist from their art, I think we need to learn that sometimes we have to separate what was said from who said it. And oftentimes we get so wrapped up in who this person is or what they've done in their private life that we don't realize that there's something to be gleaned from everywhere in this life, and everything requires some critical thinking and the ability to at least be open to receiving information and then deciding if you want to further receive that energetically. So you don't have to leap to the opposite end of your previous beliefs to find resolution that feels good inside and makes at least some semblance of sense. And the reason that I say makes some semblance of sense is because when you start to release this and you start to receive all of this new information from your spirit guides, from the divine, from wherever you get your non-physical information from, you start to learn a lot about this world. You start to learn things that defy things that you were ever taught, and you need to be open to receiving that information and doing whatever research is necessary. Because please believe, you can confirm spirit. There's going to be ways that you can find your confirmations. You just have to know exactly what it is you're researching. What am I trying to believe? What am I trying to identify? And once you do that, things get at least a little bit easier from that point. One of the key things to realize is that now isn't a time for just careless assuming. And I think that when people hear me speak and talk about developing new belief systems and developing new understandings, that they're like, usually what I get is, oh, so you just believe whatever you think and you believe. Kind of. But there is a careful cultivation process of information and energy that I utilize to be able to understand exactly what's being communicated to me. I am aware that, well, I'm aware of most of the things that go on in this matrix. I notice I'm very observant and analytical as well. So I do personally observe and analyze things that happen, but I rarely comment on any of it. And the reason is because I believe that what we're seeing in these day-to-day experiences are basically all symptoms of a larger issue that we all need to rectify from within. So I understand that it's over for looking to others for all of the answers. So I don't look anywhere outside myself for answers. Well, first, so my process is that when something occurs in the matrix, the first thing I do is see if it resonates in my soul, because there are some things that happen on this planet that are big, 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 big news, but they don't resonate for me. So usually what I do in those instances, because I know that there were other souls involved, I'll light candles. I'll say whatever it is that I feel like I need to say. If I'm called to do these things, some things I'm called to just look over completely and I don't have any internal feelings or thoughts about them. But I just feel like my energy is best utilized on whatever I can figure out within. Once I do whatever, like when it comes to all this stuff in the matrix, once it comes to me figuring out how it energetically feels in my body, if I feel like I'm supposed to research it, I usually will do some minimal research and like receive some sort of instant confirmation that it is what I thought it was, or that it's not what I thought it was and it's this instead. Usually I'll journal about that just to be able to hold a vibration and a memory and an understanding of what happened on this day, just in case it does come back and I need to revisit it. But very rarely am I putting energy into discussions with the collectives about what's going on in the matrix, because it's a matrix. The matrix is go matrix. Like, do you hear me? Especially now, if you listen to the first and second episodes, the only thing that I can tell you is don't be afraid, and the matrix is go matrix. Okay, back into understanding what this kind of reprogramming and ways that can help you with that. Understand that anything comes up or generates any kind of emotion, like good or bad. What can be helpful is working backwards to uncover why you believe it. Like, what was the inception of this particular belief or thought? So let me think of an example. If you are... I wasn't sure if I wanted to use this example, but I will. If you are, let's say you're opening up to spirituality, you no longer believe the teachings of the westernized Christian faith, you have doubts about the Bible and all of that stuff. That's fine. That's perfectly normal. It's logical. And it's, I would advise you, if you are moving from any belief to any other belief, as I've said before, you're doing some research and you're looking into what it is. But what I found is, even in this case, I see so many people who are so enmeshed in being able to prove or disprove the fact of Yeshua HaMashiach, or they are so busy disputing the facts of whether or not things took place in the Bible that they are now missing the broader message of what it is that Yeshua was trying to communicate and how it ties very much into the spiritual systems and beliefs that we are talking about as we move into spirituality. So whether or not the fact is a fact or whether it's not reality, there are still lessons that can be learned therein. There is still so much energy and power that can be garnered from the words that are in the Bible. There is so much information and energy that you can receive even from the God of the Bible if you want to, but it's just very important that you are not closing off your heart space to being able to receive the good things just because you have now decided to dismiss this entire faith system, its beliefs, its tools, it's all of those things. And it's what happens when we get stuck in that church hurt. So what I want is for, if you never want to read the Bible again, if you never want to talk about Jesus again, that's fine. If you don't like the fact that I call him what I call him, that's all perfectly fine. I am just saying, take the root of that belief and then dial it back. So if now you believe, oh my God, I don't have to listen to any of this. I don't believe anything that he said. I don't believe in what the Bible is. Draw from that and make sure that the root isn't you don't believe in it just because you did believe in it and it hurt you. That's what I mean by examining the root of your belief systems. And it's just important that that's a very key component in not overcorrecting as you assess your newfound position. And then you'll come to a place to where certain things will feel really good in your soul or in your body. And when I say that, I don't mean like from an ego standpoint. I mean, when I say body and soul, I mean soul and spirit, I guess, because I'm talking about so much deeper. True enough, we do feel these things on our physical bodies, and oftentimes they feel amazing, but I'm talking about really, really, really digging deep and figuring out what feels good and what doesn't hold that painful attachment to it, because there is a space that you can come to when you find true balance and true harmony. There's no pain that's attached to it. So if you're operating and it's still from a place of pain or fear when you get down to the bottom of that belief system or that disbelief system, then that's a pretty good indication that there's something that needs to be, that still needs to be worked out. Then you sit with it. You go to your spirit team, your creator, or whomever for confirmation. And you do this with each of the thoughts and beliefs, the systems, the structures, until you come to rest in the comfort of your knowing. That's how you come to rest in the comfort of your knowing. Just remember that you have been on this healing journey for a nice little while now. You're even learning that like self-awareness isn't quite enough. So that's the place that you are coming to in the journey, to where you thought when you got this awareness, like I said, that things were going to snap into place, and you're realizing that you are even in meeting people who may be more in the early stages of their healing, and you're like, oh, they're so self-aware. And then you find that endearing because most people are not self-aware. But then after you interact with them for a while and you learn that self-awareness is a double-edged sword, because some of us use the knowledge of self to move on to the next step, while others use it as an excuse for to maintain undesirable behaviors. So some people learn all the lingo but never apply it. And the point of this message is to make sure that you have learned the lingo and that you are doing the things that may have felt like they were missing, or may have felt like that little gap that you felt like you weren't receiving the total, the peace that surpasses all understanding, because that's ultimately where we're all trying to get. And it's like the day that I realized that my new life is a byproduct of me living in alignment with my own truth. It didn't have anything to do with anyone else. I chose to release my own life and my own experiences, and I really had to surrender into my pain, which was where the light was, and it was just waiting to carry me back to the surface. So it's like you are not drowning, although it feels like you might be. I promise you are so close to the surface. You're almost there. And you are understanding now the importance in us moving back into human beings, because we've been human doings for so long. So this is going to be part of that integration of the physical and the non-physical, and figuring out exactly what feels good to me. And society cannot determine or dictate exactly what resonates for me, and allowing that to carry you through and utilizing that knowing. So I think this might be the end of the urgent messages. I'm not absolutely sure. So far, this is all that I have. I'm not sure if I'm going to have to touch on anything else. And I'm not sure exactly what the consistency of podcast episodes I'm going to be putting out. I don't know if I'm doing once a week or twice a week. I just know that all of these were very urgent messages that were placed on my heart directly from the divine. And again, I had been holding on to them. And when I got the okay to release them, oh, it felt so good. And this feels like such a relief to me. So I really hope and pray that it feels like a relief to you as well. As always, you can reach out to me on my socials at Goddess2U, G-O-D-I-S, the number 2 and the letter U. If you visit my podcast site, then you can shoot me an email there as well. So thank you so very much. Still ain't got no sign off. I'll be back when I be back, and I'll catch y'all when I catch y'all. It'll be sooner than later, though. It will not be as long as it has been. That's a promise. Peace. Thank you so much for joining me today and for receiving this message. I am not currently accepting personal readings, but I do look forward to continuing to be a vessel for the divine in this and other ways. I pray that you've gleaned some clarity from this message, and you can find Opinionated and Enlightened on all major platforms, as well as YouTube. Peace.